I think we all know that the Gaming and Lotteries Act that's there at the moment is outdated by far. I think the businesses that I'm talking about supporting at the minute have been struggling an awful lot over the last number of years because of the challenge of online business. This is about jobs. This is about retaining the businesses that's there. The businesses that I speak for are very, very legitimate businesses who pay their employees, who pay their taxes and run a very successful business and have made a huge contribution to this town. We've heard a lot of discussion here today about the gambling and the challenges is there, but I think we have to be very open and honest with ourselves that a lot of people take a lot of amusement from going into some of these facilities as well. And at the end of the day, it was said here today that if some of these businesses weren't able to trade, then what people can do is they sit at home anyway and they can gamble away. In fairness, some of the comments were made today were very negative and to the extreme as far as I'd be concerned. I mean, to in some way align some of the businesses that I was representing here today to other illegal activity, I thought was somewhat below the belt.
You have also stressed today that this change in the law won't necessarily let things get completely out of hand here in Donegal. In fact, you're suggesting that it will regulate it.
I think that has to be said. I mean, for people to suggest that this is just going to make it a Las Vegas now in the hills of Donegal is absolutely ridiculous. There's no doubt about it. Some of the businesses that I'm talking about are there for some time. We all know the challenge now with gambling and addiction is mostly by a lot of online businesses. So there's so many different avenues for people to go. We have to have a level playing field, and I think the people who have spoken to me, all they've wanted is a level playing field. On the bigger picture, it's a matter for national government to regulate under the 1956 Gaming and Lotteries Act, to regulate the challenges and the changes that need to be had here.